You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 349.
Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth.
Hey, 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 you epic human. Welcome back to another podcast episode with me, your host, Ange. I hope you're having a brilliant day no matter where you are in the world. Now, today, I'm super excited to be chatting about the power of pause. And in fact, this episode is deeply personal as I'll be taking you behind the scenes of a pivotal moment in my journey as a business consultant and coach. It's a story about when I made the decision to advise my client to pause her thriving business, one that was generating over 10K in revenue each month. Now, let's be honest. At first glance, advising a successful business owner to hit the pause button might seem counterintuitive. After all, why would anyone want to halt a business that's bringing in substantial income? But as I'll share with you today, sometimes the most unexpected decisions can lead to profound transformations. So let me set the stage for you. Let me set the scene for you. My client, the most amazing human ever. She is driven. She is an ambitious entrepreneur. She has built not one, but three successful businesses from the ground up. She's been making waves in her industry, earning accolades and a steady stream of profitable income. But behind the scenes, something wasn't quite right. Something was a bit out of alignment. And as her business consultant and coach, I could sense her growing exhaustion. The toll, the relentless pursuit of success has been taking on her well-being. Keeping in mind, not only is she a weapon with her three businesses, but she also is a beautiful mother to two amazing kids under the age of four and a wife. So last weekend at my three-day live retreat, this amazing woman in business was there. And we were having a beautiful conversation in a one-on-one strategy session where she told me and expressed that, you know, she was exhausted. She shared with me how she wanted to potentially sell her two other businesses and what would need to happen. You know, we explored what that would look like. And that, you know, her joy is actually in her newest business, the one that's making an additional 10K per month. And so during this particular strategy session, I just listened. I asked some prompting questions to get some additional clarity. I listened some more. And after much consideration and discussion, I made the decision to recommend a pause, a temporary 60-day pause from the business that she has poured her heart and soul into, the business that brings her the most joy, and the business that's already making her 10K per month. And she's only been doing this for less than 12 months.
Attention, women in business, get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive three-day Women in Business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing three-day Women in Business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners. Gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights. 12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today.
What happened next as a business consultant is always one of those times that I just sit and smile because it was, you know, nothing short of extraordinary. In the silence of the pause, my client slowly started to find the clarity in that session we were having. You see, I planted the seed. She had started to ponder the fact that this was actually possible, that pausing was in fact an option. I had given her permission to explore this. She looked at me and said something along the lines like, "This feels really new to me and it feels quite uncomfortable." And so we started to, you know, I started to ask her more questions about why it felt this way. And we were able to discover that this is all that she's ever known, is to keep going, success. She didn't know that she could still be successful while putting something on pause, right? She didn't know that there was another path. And so this morning, I received this voice message from this beautiful human, and I want to share it with you because it's important that you hear it straight from her.
How are you? I just want to let you know that, I missed the mastermind today again. But anyway, we were presenting to 90-something dance teachers today, which is really good. And it was a paid event as well, so that was really, really good for the clinics. Anyway, after Gold Coast, I have had a thought, and I realized that I feel so much better. I feel so much better. You have no idea. I feel so much lighter. Because of the decision of stopping lead gen for the clinic project. And I'm actually stopping lead gen on the clinic project. I'll enroll the last 4 people and that's it, which I'm not, like, pushing for, which is good. But, like, yeah, I just feel so much lighter. Just the idea of I didn't realize how much time I spent on the clinic project. But anyway, the idea of, oh, now it's just papaya and moving on. I feel so much lighter. And much more like easy peasy. Oh, this is going to be so much easier for me to do. And I think I really sit well with the 60 days. I'm going to get the utilization rate up and just get the clinics full in 60 days. It also actually gave me some momentum to share what I'm doing with the clinic owners I'm coaching, which is great because I'm embodying that as well. But and I just feel like actually quite joyful to like go back to the clinic, connect with the team and know that I'll be there for them. And I think that is what they need as well. So yeah, just thank you for sort of suggesting that and giving me that sort of permission to do that. Because I just never thought, I was never thinking about putting things on hold. So thank you for that. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you. And how are you?
So as you can see, the thought of just being able to pause has already started to make changes for her. You know, I messaged her back and I said, I can hear that you're calmer. I can hear and feel your smile through the, you know, through the voice message. And I wanted to share this with you because maybe you too need to pause something in your life or your business. Maybe you know deep down the pause needs to happen, but you worry about what people will think. You worry about failure, whatever that story is that you're telling yourself. But the thing is, there is absolute power in the pause. And in my own personal experience, whenever I've paused, but also after working with thousands of women around the world as their business coach and of seeing this, when you take the pause, you come back stronger. When you take the pause, you normally are more aligned with your values and more successful than ever before. The pause becomes a catalyst for growth, a springboard for you to leap forward with newfound clarity and purpose. So what's the takeaway from all of this? The power of pause is real. Sometimes in order to move forward, we need to take a step back. We need to pause, reflect, and recalibrate to ensure that we're on the right path, both personally and professionally. So my friend, as we wrap up today's podcast episode, I want to leave you with this thought. Don't be afraid to hit pause when needed. Embrace the silence, the stillness, and the opportunity it brings for growth and transformation. You never know what might happen when you give yourself the space to breathe. And as always, remember, if you need help with your business strategy, to plan, to look at your goals, to explore your team, to explore where you need to focus to get the biggest ROI, or you need that cheerleader to keep you accountable and focused and get that momentum, then make sure to reach out. Head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, or you can always reach out over on Instagram. My handle is Angela Henderson Consulting. I'm here to support you in whatever way that looks right for you, your business, and your family. But for now, have a beautiful day, my friend. And remember, the power of pause.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.